Technology use, ages 11 to 14. Now is the right time. Age 11. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, you play an essential role in your child's or teen's success. There are intentional ways to grow a healthy parent-child or teen relationship and ensure that your child or teen develops a healthy relationship with technology. Technology use has become essential to your child's or teen's life and learning in school. It has the potential to play a role in social and emotional development, language development, academic learning, connection to friends, family, and others, empathy and understanding of others, imagination, ability to choose healthy behaviors, preventing high-risk behaviors and unhealthy choices. Children and teens ages 11 to 14 are at the very beginning of their teen years and experiencing dramatic shifts in their bodies and emotions, entering puberty full force by age 11. Additionally, they'll experiment with and learn social skills through forging and prioritizing friendships and peer opinions. They will create more independent relationships with teachers, coaches, and you while beginning or deepening their involvement in extracurricular activities like sports, music, or others. Yet, technology can pose challenges. Most parents say parenting is more challenging than 20 years ago, and most point to technology as the primary reason. 71% of parents with children under 12 said they worry that their children spend too much time on screens. The same number of parents said they fear smartphones could harm their children or teens. Let's take a deeper look at the screen time habits of this age group. 11 to 12-year-olds are on screens an average of 5.5 hours per day, and 13 to 14-year-olds are on screens an average of 8.5 hours per day. Most of this screen time is spent on online video viewing accounts, with a smaller amount viewing YouTube. Boys tend to be on screens longer than girls. 38% of 11 and 12-year-olds are on social media. Children and teens are highly stimulated by technology, and this is often where they connect with friends, so it can become a source of conflict when they need to disconnect and can take away time from family being together and growing intimate connections. Indeed, addiction can be a real threat as those jolts of happy hormones, dopamine, are fueled. Infinite scrolling is the norm on social media, and games are programmed to keep them perpetually engaged. Daily, devices can take time away from other critical pursuits for their physical, social, emotional, and cognitive development, such as reading, playing outdoors, unstructured creative time, friend time, homework, and more. The kinds of content that a child or teen can view or stumble into online can range from mildly irritating to disturbing and dangerous, whether it involves repeated consumer messages, cartoon violence, graphic violence, or even pornography. Additionally, children and teens can encounter social aggression and bullying online and through social media, which can hurt uniquely since they can be more publicly exposed than most in-person incidents. We know that growing a healthy relationship with technology requires regular conversations and a commitment from the whole family to become intentional about their use of technology, including appropriate boundaries and safety practices. Approach this topic with empathy and recognize that the devices and apps are designed to make the user stay engaged and want more. Acknowledge with your child or teen that adults have difficulty setting boundaries with technology use. While it may take more time, planning, and encouragement with your child or teen to develop a healthy relationship with technology, its role can become a joyful experience, enrich your family life, and promote valuable skills for school and life success. It can also prepare your child or teen for a lifetime of wise habits related to technology tools. The steps below include specific, practical strategies and effective conversation starters to support families. Why examine technology use? Becoming intentional about your child's or teen's daily technology use can influence how they develop a healthy relationship with technology and its role in their life. Looking for ways to experience and learn together about how to use devices wisely contributes to their development. Today, in the short term, creating a healthy relationship with technology can create more significant opportunities for connection and enjoyment, opportunity for dialogue and reflection, a direct way to influence your child's or teen's positive development. Tomorrow, in the long term, a healthy relationship with technology helps your child or teen grow skills in critically reviewing content and making responsible decisions, self-management and self-discipline, planning and time management, collaboration and cooperative goal setting, create positive device habits that contribute directly to school and life success. 5 steps for examining technology use. This 5-step process helps your family establish a routine for daily technology use. It also helps your child or teen develop essential skills. The same process can also be used to address other parenting issues. Here is a tip. These steps are done best when you and your child or teen are not tired or in a rush. Here is a tip. Intentional communication and a healthy parenting relationship support these steps. Step 1. Get your child or teen thinking by getting their input. By asking open-ended questions, you can get your child or teen thinking about their relationship with technology, how they use devices, when, where, and for what purpose. Seeking their input and offering authentic, limited choices in designing a plan to establish a daily device use and management routine provides multiple benefits. In gaining input, your child or teen has the opportunity to think through how and when they use technology and problem solve any challenges they may encounter ahead of time, has a more significant stake in anything they've designed themselves, and with that sense of ownership comes a greater responsibility for respecting boundaries set. We'll have more motivation to work together and cooperate because of their sense of ownership. We'll be working with you on making informed decisions, understanding the reasons behind those decisions about a critical aspect of their lives at home and school. Actions. Writing down notes on your child's or teen's responses to the following questions will help you when you develop rules or routines for device use. What are your hopes and goals for your time after school, weekends, or summer days? Do you get to do everything you want to do in your free time? Or connect with the people you want to communicate with? Friends, family? Or are there things you miss out on? What roles do you want your devices to play in your life? For example, learning, entertainment, connection with friends? Do you tend to want screen time when you experience a particular emotion? For example, sadness, frustration, anger? Allow your child or teen to make choices when establishing a device routine. Allowing choices increases their sense of control and motivation to respect the boundaries around device use. Questions you could ask to better understand your child's or teen's preferences include, when considering how you want to spend your time after school, would you like a snack first? Do you want to change into casual clothes? Do you want time to rest or get outside, take a bike ride? Do you have a favorite book you are eager to read or a board or card game you love to play? Considering your hopes and goals for after school, when is the best time to put devices away or power down? Step 2. Teach new skills. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, learning about what developmental milestones your child or teen is working on can help you know which aspects might be more difficult for them regarding technology use. 11-year-olds are trying to assert their independence and imagining themselves in adult roles. As they grow their social awareness, being able to better see from another person's perspective, they also increase their worries about being liked, who's in and who's out, and may engage in excluding others to gain popularity. Children and teens can begin to break the rules to fit in. 43% of 11-year-olds own a smartphone. 12-year-olds are eager to figure out more serious adult issues and where they stand as they gain confidence and leadership abilities. Disturbing news and social issues could preoccupy them more than ever with their growing social awareness and participation in social media. They also have a lot of energy and need sleep, so they may have less resilience when they stay up late and are more run down by stress. This can add to conflict. 43% of 12-year-olds own their smartphone. 13-year-old boys will fully engage in puberty, while girls will be almost entirely physically developed. Both genders can have worries related to their newly acquired body changes. They can be susceptible as they work to define their independent identity while still being dependent upon you. Mood swings are characteristic of this age. They will feel an ever greater sense of peer pressure, and though they may be pushing you away, they also require your continued support and guidance, including hopes for your approval. They are competent in contributing to a household's care and may struggle with time commitments. 88% of 13-year-olds own their smartphone. 14-year-olds may act invincible and like they know it all. Despite this, they still look to adults to set boundaries, negotiate rules, and listen to their needs. They are gaining interest in others as romantic partners and will have crushes, broken hearts, and worries related to relationships. They may enjoy academic challenges until they feel overwhelmed or underprepared. Then they may claim they are bored to save their reputation, but in reality, they are stressed that they are not competent. These social pressures can work, at times, in conflict with taking responsibility. 88% of teens own smartphones, and 79% use social media. Here is a trap to avoid. Online time should be different from reading time, since this is a necessary time to cultivate positive reading habits and skills. Only 34% of teens say they read daily. Research shows that many boys tend to stop reading for pleasure by their own choice around 9 or 10. Experts suspect that this is because boys tend toward nonfiction topics like books about the natural world or how-to topics. They also gravitate toward graphic novels or comics. Be sure you leave judgment of book choices behind and only encourage their reading. Nonfiction and graphic novels are excellent choices if they interest your young reader. If it's safe content for children and teens, offer your support and interest. Here is a trap to avoid. Online time should not replace time outside playing with friends. Exposure to nature, exercise, play, and social interaction are critical factors in your child's or teen's healthy development. Actions. Model healthy technology habits. Because technology plays a significant role in our family's life, modeling how we use technology teaches our children and teens more than our words ever could. How are you disciplined about technology? Do you have rules for putting the laptop down and storing work away at the end of the day? Do you have times when you turn off or leave behind your phone? Share those practices with your child or teen so that they understand that it's not only children and teens who have to manage devices and cultivate healthy technology habits. Notice how you cope with challenges and uncomfortable feelings. Do you tend to use technology as an escape? Talk with your child or teen about how you are feeling and what you will do to calm down rather than tune out. Research content before viewing. Our children and teens need to learn to become their own media analysts. Download an app or visit a media review site together. We recommend Common Sense Media because they offer reviews based on a child's or teen's age and readiness. Get into a habit of reading together about new video games, television programs, movies, and applications before selecting them to view. If they are not developmentally appropriate, move on to something that is. Research any topic you are curious about on the internet together and review the keywords to use and the quality of the sites that come up in your search. Discuss the quality and reliability of the site. For example, does the site provide opinion-based information or facts and research-based information? Discuss the roles of technology in your home. Share the facts. Here are some key facts gathered from Confident Parents, Confident Kids. 1. Too much screen time changes the structure and functioning of the brain. According to brain plasticity research, whatever stimuli are received over time directly affects the development and hardwiring of the brain. If children and teens are used to changing images every 5 to 6 seconds, then their brain needs that stimulus to help them focus their attention. 2. Too much screen time can also result in obesity, unconscious eating, desensitivity to violent images, more significant challenges with learning and academic achievement, and less nourishing REM sleep. 3. Hormone levels change. Dopamine, a pleasure hormone, is released while watching screens, which makes the experience addictive. It's human nature to desire that pleasure response and return to it repeatedly. Melatonin is reduced, affecting the ability to regulate sleep, the strength of the immune system, and the onset of puberty. 4. Extended screen viewing impacts the child's or teen's developing brain. Heavy viewing has been shown to retard the myelination process in the early brain, particularly from birth to age 4. Myelination is the process in which nerve cells in the brain build up a fatty protein sheath that improves conductivity, enhancing the flow of information from one cell to another. If this process is retarded, there's a loss in the ability to use the imagination and think creatively. 5. Mental fatigue shows reduced effectiveness and increased distraction and irritability. No screen time can restore cognitive fatigue. Researchers have found that being in nature is the best way to regain thinking. Co-create rules and routines to manage device use. Gather as a family to discuss the key issue, since it impacts everyone in a household. After sharing facts, discuss your family and personal priorities for everyday life. Here are some questions to help you consider your routine and rules. How do we use our time daily when not in school or work? Do we like the way we use our time? What activities are a high priority? Meals, homework, exercise, extracurriculars? Which of these activities requires our complete focus? When do we have time to connect as a family? Consider the following recommendations when creating rules and routines. Mealtime can be an essential time for families to connect. Consider this an excellent time to put devices away and focus on one another. For healthy sleep, all devices should be shut down an hour before bedtime. Create a home base in the main living area for charging your devices. For healthy sleep, charge devices overnight somewhere other than a bedroom or place where a child or teen is sleeping. Use your child's or teen's feelings as a guide. Help raise their self-awareness by asking, "How do you feel?" after a session on a device. If you are more anxious, determine whether it was the content or too much screen time. Make adjustments accordingly. Ensure your child or teen doesn't exceed 1 hour of screen time without a break. Healthy eyes need that break, even if brief. Take on the student role with your child or teen. Create time for your child or teen to take you on a digital tour of their latest favorites, whether a video game, a new app, or an online video. Regularly ask questions to understand the digital world better and gain your child's or teen's perspectives. Dialogue about the online friends and communities your child or teen participates in and has created relationships with. Here is a trap to avoid. Not all media is trustworthy. There are fake news headlines, articles, images, and videos interspersed with trustworthy media. How do you know what to believe? And how do you guide your child or teen? Making your child or teen aware of the fact that there are fabricated news stories is an essential part of training them to use critical judgment when viewing media. Step 3. Practice to grow skills and develop habits. Your daily routines allow your child or teen to practice vital new skills. With practice, they will improve over time as you give them the chance with support. Practice grows important new brain connections that strengthen and eventually form habits, each time they work hard toward a goal or demonstrate a belief in themselves. Practice also provides essential opportunities to grow self-efficacy. A child or teen sense that they can do a task successfully. This leads to confidence. It helps them understand that mistakes and failures are part of learning. Actions. Use "show me" statements with a positive tone and body language to express excitement and curiosity. When your child or teen learns a new ability, they are eager to show it off. Give them that chance. Say, "Show me you know what we've agreed to with our devices, when we're going to use them, and when we'll power them down." This can be used when you are in the after-school routine and need that alert to move on to reading time. Take a device break. During device time, maybe at a natural breaking point, call, "Device break." Practice moving away briefly. Walk outside in the fresh air. Get a drink of water. Here is a trap to avoid. Resist the temptation to scold. If you've had a habit of fewer rules and routines around devices, it can take time to get into a new habit. Have patience and invest in reminding and recognizing positive steps forward, even if small. It may take a few consistent weeks of repetitive routines for your child or teen to own and do them entirely without prompting. Step 4. Support your child's or teen's development and success. At this point, you've engaged in various activities to help your child or teen develop a healthy relationship with technology through plenty of practice managing their time and the content they view. This practice allows for learning and growing. Now, you can offer continued positive support. This support encourages them and keeps them focused on proactively managing their healthy relationship with technology. Actions. Promote a learning attitude. Show confidence that your child or teen can learn anything with time and practice, because they truly can. Your comments and reflections will matter significantly in how competent they feel to meet any learning challenge, especially when learning to manage technology in healthy ways. Ask key questions like, "It looks like you're on screens longer than we agreed. Can I help you set the alarm? Are there other ways you can keep track of your time? Are you feeling good about what you are viewing? If not, how can we find content that will make you feel better if you feel fearful or sad? Stay engaged. In addition to reading together, it can motivate your child or teen to see you reading your favorite book alongside them for company or when they visit the library or local bookstore together. Here is a trap to avoid. Online social aggression and cyberbullying are real and challenging experiences for children and teens. If you hear about this occurring, teach your child or teen how to unfriend or respond in healthy ways to stop the behavior. Step 5. Recognize efforts. No matter how old your child or teen is, your positive reinforcement and encouragement have a significant impact. If your child or teen is working to grow their skills, even in small ways, it will be worthwhile to recognize it. Your recognition can go a long way in promoting positive behaviors and expanding your child's or teen's confidence. Your recognition also encourages safe, secure, and nurturing relationships, a foundation for strong communication and a healthy relationship with you as they grow. There are many ways to reinforce your child's or teen's efforts. It is essential to distinguish between 3 types of reinforcement: recognition, rewards, and bribes. These 3 parenting behaviors impact your child's or teen's behavior differently. Recognition occurs after you observe the desired behavior in your child or teen. Noticing and naming the specific behavior you want to reinforce is key to promoting more of it. For example, you put your phone away when the timer rang. I love seeing that. Recognition can include nonverbal acknowledgement such as a smile, high five, or hug. Rewards can be helpful in certain situations by providing a concrete, timely, and positive incentive for doing a good job. A reward is determined beforehand so the child or teen knows what to expect. It stops any negotiations in the heat of the moment. A reward could be used to teach positive behavior or break a bad habit. The goal should be to help your child or teen progress to a time when the reward will no longer be needed. Rewards can decrease a child's or teen's internal motivation if used too often. Unlike a reward, bribes aren't planned ahead of time and generally happen when a parent or someone in a parenting role is in the middle of a crisis. While bribes can be helpful in the short term to manage stressful situations, they will not grow lasting motivation or behavior change and should be avoided. Here is a trap to avoid. It can be easy to resort to bribes when recognition and occasional rewards are underutilized. If parents or those in a parenting role frequently resort to bribes, it is likely time to revisit the 5-step process. Actions. Recognize small steps along the way. Don't wait for significant accomplishments, like the full bedtime routine going smoothly, to recognize effort. Remember that your recognition can work as a tool to promote more positive behaviors. Find small ways your child or teen is making an effort and let them know you see them. Build celebrations into your routine. For example, after you've completed your bedtime routine, snuggle and read before bed. Or in the morning, once you're ready for school, take a few to have a cup of hot chocolate together. In closing, engaging in these 5 steps is an investment that will strengthen your skills as an effective parent or someone in a parenting role on many other issues, and develop essential skills that will last a lifetime for your child or teen. Through this tool, children and teens can become more self-aware, deepen their social awareness, exercise their self-management skills, work on their relationship skills, and demonstrate and practice responsible decision-making. Center for Health and Safety Culture, 2024, Technology Use, Ages 11 to 14. Retrieved from https://www.toolsforyourchildsuccess.org. Copyright 2024 Center for Health and Safety Culture at Montana State University. This content does not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the Tools for Your Child Success communities, financial supporters, contributors, SAMHSA, or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.